Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online, of course, at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, we'll hear about what's doing at the South by Southwest Music Festival in the fantastic town of Austin, Texas. Can you tell I like Austin a lot?
Yeah.
Love Austin, Kansas. Andy Langer is down there. He's going to give us the scoop. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
So will he stay or will he go? That's the question on many New Yorkers' minds this morning about their governor, Democrat Eliot Spitzer, who's facing allegations of involvement with a prostitution ring. Law enforcement officials say Spitzer was caught on a federal wiretap arranging to meet a prostitute from a high-end escort business. Spitzer allegedly paid for the woman to take the train from New York to Washington, a move that opens him up to federal prosecution because she crossed state lines. Yesterday, the governor apologized to his family and the people of New York.
I want to briefly address a private matter. I have acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong.
So far, Governor Spitzer has not been charged, and prosecutors will not comment on the case. But already, there have been calls from both his own party and Republicans for Spitzer to step down. The governor is not answering questions about what he plans to do, but he did refer to his time in office in the past tense during his speech yesterday. Voters go to the polls in Mississippi today, the next stop on the seemingly never-ending journey to a Democratic nominee for president. The state has an open primary system, which means anyone can declare their party affiliation today and vote. Here's NPR's Audie Cornish.
The presidential party nominations are usually decided by the time Mississippi votes, but thanks to the competitive race on the Democratic side, the state is enjoying a rare bit of attention. Both senators, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, campaigned in the state this past week. The Democrats' delegates are awarded per congressional district, and 33 pledged delegates are at stake. Outside of the presidential nomination race, Mississippi has two of its key congressional seats up for grabs, and both Senate seats are contested.
That was NPR's Audie Cornish reporting. One rising star has been replaced with another in a shakeup at MSNBC. The talk show led by conservative host Tucker Carlson has been canceled by the network and replaced by a new political program featuring NBC chief White House correspondent David Gregory. The company says the decision was more about Gregory and his rising profile at NBC rather than Mr. Carlson. But Tucker says it was clear his conservative point of view was, quote, out of sync with the channel's other programming. Gregory will continue to cover the White House in the presidential race for NBC in addition to hosting his new program. Get ready for Hulu, the streaming video site featuring TV shows and video clips from NBC, Fox, and over 50 other media companies will be available to anyone on the web starting Wednesday. Hulu has been in a password-protected testing period since October, but has slowly been inviting users to enter the site. Besides full television shows and movie clips, the site will also give sports fans highlights from NBA and NHL games. The free site is ad-supported and will give viewers the choice of which commercials they want to watch. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame welcomed its newest inductees last night, including the one and only Material Girl. Madonna was inducted into the Hall of Fame last night alongside other legends John Mellencamp, Leonard Cohen, instrumental band The Ventures, and British band Dave Clark Five. Always one to make a splash, Madge brought along some special company, rocker Iggy Pop. He performed her hits Burnin' Up and Ray of Light backed by the Stooges. In her acceptance speech, Madonna thanked her critics, the ones that called her chubby, untalented, and a one-hit wonder. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.